Welcome back in, everybody. Matt Burzall here, George Norwood. Kicking it with you on a Monday. Great show lined up. Georgie efforting, even in a battered state. His elbow, non-slinging. Now the pain starts. Now you get all the rehab and all that terrible stuff that comes with it. A couple brags, a couple bitches as we get her going here. Jim says not to brag or bitch, but with weather like this today, I'm glad I retired 4 months ago and I don't need to go anywhere. Congratulations on that, Jim. Good on you, bud. Enjoy the day. Hope you don't get off the couch and you got a cold supply of beers in there. Just have a good old snow day. And then Nick says, two bitches, UNO, hockey got swept this weekend. Bummed out about that. Oilers lost last night. Pissed about that. But the brag, you know what it is. The glorious and the OG Manchester team beat the copycat Manchester team in the Manchester Derby. They did. Manchester United beat Man City yesterday 2-1. My City squad couldn't overcome a two-goal deficit. And, yeah. But Nick was supposed to be there. We're supposed to watch the Derby, and he didn't show up. So, whatever, I guess, Nick. But you do you.
You do you, Nick.
He was coaching hockey. He was coaching hockey, which is cool. Zach says, 100% on the hype train comment. Don't want to hear anything that I can, but that I can buy into until there's something that we can put on the field and I can see with my own eyes. Been burned too many times lately. Yeah, it's human nature, right? We're all tired of losing. We're all tired of, you know, being the laughing stock. We're all tired of pity that we're getting. We're all tired of people, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Nah, doesn't work anymore. So it will all get worked out. Big takeaway, though. Trevor Lawrence, for me and Clemson, you know, as we get back into some CFP discussion, and we'll get to Georgie, still got to get his NBA minute in today. We got a lot of time. We got a couple good guests coming up with them. But, you know, Trevor Lawrence, and some will say sophomore slump, I think with what he did his first season, there's a lot to be said. I used to not buy into the camp of film. I thought you could just say, all right, we're going to get the film on the team and we can make, you know, equivalent comparisons. Like, okay, this is what they're going to do. This is how we're going to cover it. Film on Trevor Lawrence now is a different deal. Teams have adjusted. Teams are in a better spot. Clemson's still undefeated. Like, they're still Clemson. There's still a problem. That's why there's a lot to be said about being slighted. Clemson feels slighted. They're 14-0. They're 13-0, 14, whatever. They're however many and 0. Undefeated. So for them to go through this, and it is a hard thing to respect. Now, their defensive line isn't what it was in the past. It isn't what it should be up to Clemson's standard, though they got some dudes coming. Like, it will recover quickly. But they are still the champs. And in the words of Ric Flair, and the repeated words of my good buddy Christian Peter, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Clemson is the man. Ohio State, you know, persevered through that championship game in the Big Ten championship game. Down early. Wisconsin was doing their thing. Clemson isn't going to give you that little slip. And if you give Clemson that little slip, they can do to you what you did unto others. But I want to know your picks for the CFP. I just want to know the first one. I don't want to know it all, because chances are I'll be back in here in between that time. I want to know where you're at. Are you on the LSU train with me? Because I think they're the it team. They're just different. They've got something in their favor. You get teams on a heater like that, just it is what it is. And then Clemson, somebody's got to beat Clemson before I'm going to say Clemson isn't going to win. It is what it is. I will pick them in all the games. If it gets to them and LSU, I'll probably coin flip, but I'll be honest. I won't know either way. But I think that's fantastic football is coming up. Chiefs fan, I don't know where you're at today. Should be ecstatic. Went into Foxborough and won. Emerged victorious. Your NFL team. I got a bitch here. I have a direct message. A verse says, my bitch is your boy T. Frage. Said, I don't know why he has to be so negative all the time and overly critical. I'm not going to bring up the donuts because I know that's a different thing. But I also know that you want to have people support, and he'd be a big person to support. Support is reciprocal. Okay, strike that one. Don't listen to that part. As I've said before, and then John falls or Nick follows up with a question. Says, "Hey, do you ever get into it with your buddies?" He said, "You seem to be more on the outside looking in than most. But do you and Haas get after each other? Do you and Taylor chirp back and forth?" It's funny as we've moved on from everything, and we can have an honest discussion. Haas can bring up a point, and I'll take that point, and I'll process it, and I'll look at it and be like, okay, if that's really what you feel. Now, the thing with Haas, as many of you saw during the basketball game, he was critical. Like, he had no problem criticizing what was going on in the basketball court as Nebraska got thumped by Creighton. Props to Creighton, you get the basketball portion of the state this year. But yeah, we'll go back and forth. I mean, it's not. I mean, Damon just told you a story in the crossover about how he and Troy Dumas, like, fought. Like, we will go back and forth, but it's always love. Like, we'll, it isn't something we fester and hold on to forever. We'll just go back and forth and talk about it. But yeah, we chirp at each other. I think Tommy's message was the message that a lot of guys are thinking. It's just the avenue of delivery I would have probably done different, but I'm not Tommy Frazier. We'll never be confused with Tommy Frazier, but we'll always back Tommy Frazier. Tommy felt that way when he put it out there, 100%. And I don't know if we need to get in with the, you know, Moose needing to talk to him. I don't know what you're going to tell him. Hey Moose, I'll save you a half hour of your life, bud. You're going to bring T. Frazier in. You're going to want to talk to him. It ain't going to change his mind. That man will be straight up with you till the day he dies. That's why he's my boy, right? I mean, just save your breath. You can bring him in. Honestly, no, hey, Moose, do this. Film that thing. Moose, I'm going to get you a Facebook page. You do a little Facebook Live of that meeting. I would like to see how that goes. I respect what you're trying to do, and you know, you want to get in and get it all aired out. Just careful what you wish for. Sometimes it don't go the way you think it's going to go. Oh, that makes, I mean, hey, you're the AD. You do what you got to do, boss. But be ready. Deep phrase ain't to be messed with. Oh, we'll go to the hotline here. We will talk to Mike. Mike, what's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, good. Good.
Good.
Well, had a tough weekend on the old gambling front, but I took every favorite. I'm like, I'm going to take every favorite, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to back out on one. And I took Georgia.
Did you? Yeah.
Well, you know, it is what it is. But, no, and this might make sense then now, but mm-hmm. I like Clemson, buddy.
Okay.
For the whole thing, for the whole ball of wax. Just because, you know, you've been in fights and all that and everything. And
mm-hmm.
That quiet one, dude, you always be wary of that quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
And they have won. I've never seen a national champion go undefeated and be so quiet in my life.
Yeah.
And now they're just killing people right now.
And Dabo's trying to stir it up. Dabo's out there like, hey, almost telling people, you will respect us one way or the other. You will.
Yeah, I was hoping the other way. I would like to see Ohio State play LSU. That would have been, you know, I would have been neat to see. But I think Clemson wins the whole thing. That's where my mind is going anyway.
When you got the potential storyline, like CFP or the playoff thing, they set it up. They have to set it up for storyline, right?
Right.
So you're looking at, if I can get LSU and Ohio State to play, I've got a huge thing. Like, and it even pulls in, you know, you got all of Ohio State fan base. But you pull Nebraska in and will clam on to anything right now because of the bro connection, right?
Right.
If that happens, they have to be so flipping happy. If it goes the other way, now, and you, if it's OU in there, Jalen Hurts left Alabama, resurrected, still proving he's a great quarterback, got to take a different team to the CFP. I mean, it's the storylines write themselves.
I know, but I can't say Oklahoma.
No.
I can't at all. Those three are definitely the top three.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma, and it's those three and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good year for four, but for the most part, I'd be good with six.
Yeah.
For the playoffs. But no, I think Clemson wins the whole thing. I don't know. I hate that team that's quiet and just killing people, and nobody wants to put them highlights. Nobody wants to hype them up. Nothing.
Nope.
It's all LSU and Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. And they just go out there and play. Mike, thanks for the call, bud. I appreciate you listening. Yeah, that's always be worried if the fight's going to happen about the quiet guy in the corner. Mike nailed it. We've all been in the situation. It ain't the two guys that are flapping gums. It's the one buddy in the corner with the crazy eyes and the clenched fist. That's the one you got to worry about. DJ K-Dub Wickwire says, Vers, when they chose the top four and put LSU over Ohio State, do you think they took into consideration what it takes to beat a team twice? Yeah, I think you have to. And, you know, I mean, if we remember back to the beginning of the year, Georgia was everybody's, you know, preseason they're in. It was Ohio State, Georgia, Bama, and Clemson. And everybody deads it. Lock that one up in stone. That's the one. That's what it's going to be. Well, then the game played. Then the Burrow effect came in. I'm fine with that. I'm 100% fine with that. It is hard to beat a team twice. It's very hard. And LSU was very systematic in the way they did it. They took care of their business against Georgia. I mean, when you were in that game, did you think, like, were you ever a time where, hey, Georgia's got that? You know, Georgia's ready to go. LSU put that thing on lock, got her done. They got storylines aplenty. The internet may explode if it gets to Ohio State v. LSU, which would be awesome. I think the hype around that game would be, and they'll build in, you know, the fake stories. Ooh, Justin Fields took Joe Burrow's job. Joe Burrow hates Ohio State. He doesn't hate Ohio State. Coach's kid. He understood the business. Hey, in their eyes, he beat me out. In my eyes, I'm still better. I'm going, and they weren't there at the same time. I'm going to somewhere where I can win. I'm going to somewhere where I can play. Found a home at LSU. Where'd they go? The kid set an SEC record for touchdowns. Touchdown passes. It's impressive. It's impressive. Cannot wait for these two get going, though, and get these all under wraps. I got a big, long email here, and it's from Tanner. Tell you what, he makes a lot of good points. We're going to come back. We're going to hit up the Equitable Bank Zone inbox when we return here on the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.